Dubai Eye
103.8. It's time for the compost song.
I'm a diggly wiggly worm, and I like to squiggle and squirm, but it takes a little while to crawl a half a mile through the compost in my pile. I'm a diggly wiggly worm, and I like to take my time.
Noni, thank you very much indeed for that one. Highlight of the morning thus far. The compost song. Why on earth are we playing the compost song this morning? Well, what do you do with your food waste is the question we'd like to pose to you now. There's something of a movement, bit of a dirty movement, but it's a movement all the same, gaining critical biomass right now here in the UAE. What they're doing is trying to convince us to, well, make soil. Do you compost your food scraps? Do you think it's too difficult in this climate? Do you think it's impossible? Do you think you're not allowed to? Or perhaps you think you don't have a garden to use it on? Well, we're about to meet a woman who has started the local Make Soil movement right here and is teaching newbies, maybe you out there today, how to be soil makers and then donate your black gold, if you like, back to the Make Soil network, where it can be used productively to grow food here in the region. Wendy Husband is a natural resources consultant. She's qualified in permaculture. She works professionally helping organisations maximise the productive use of their land to grow food without using chemicals. And as you will find out, she is absolutely passionate about healthy soil. Wendy, thank you so much indeed for joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Really appreciate you coming on. Apologies for the compost song, first and foremost.
No, I like that. I might have to borrow that.
Let's start, if we can, with soil making. So, is this something that is gaining more traction here at the moment? Is it something that's been around for a long, long time? Talk me through about the history, the recent history of soil making.
It's new, and the sort of the understanding of it is new. Even putting two things together like compost and soil, or using compost to make soil, is a new kind of understanding for people generally. So, and it's a soil improver, which builds carbon into the soil. So that's making soil. It bulks it up. And it is new here, and it's actually really critically needed here.
Yeah.
Because when we say soil, everyone thinks of red, brown, various colours of that. Here it's really sand, and it's still a soil medium. However, there's not a lot of fertility in it.
Mm. Part of that, the equation, as you were talking about there, is part of the soil making, an integral part of that is the compost. So why should we all be composting? And I've been into numerous garden centres here, and you see compost kits and things like that. I think a lot of people get given them as a birthday present or a little present or whatever. How many people actually see it through and continue it after a while? What's so integral and important about compost?
Well, for me, it ticks a lot of boxes as I'm on my towards zero waste lifestyle.
Yeah.
My family has always composted, so it's a natural thing for me anyway. But however, now, especially living in a city and I live in an apartment here in Dubai, I still need to have to manage my food waste or my waste, all of my waste. So for me, it ticked the boxes for that.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy about that. But I also like gardening, and I like to – I don't have a garden here though, so that's where it was tricky for me.
Yeah.
So I had to find some friends and some buddies who I could gift my compost to.
Okay.
So I found a method that worked for me in an apartment. And I'm really passionate about composting because I teach this in lots of places in the world because it is food. So the food feeds the soil. It's a cycle as well. So if we think about it like that, so we consume the food, the fresh foods, we have waste from that. There'll always be even a small amount of waste. So I'm even conscious to that now. I've stopped peeling vegetables.
Okay.
So, of course, for me it's about reduction as well. But what I am left with, I want to do something with it. And I want to put it to good use, where it should be put back in, back where it came from.
Let's take a step back if we can, because I'm conscious of the fact that probably a lot of listeners out there that are listening to you and I go, what are they talking about? What is compost? Because whilst we might have an understanding of it, others might. So let's explain to people what compost is in the first place.
Okay, so compost simply is, it's something that was living once. So it's organic living things that have... that we find everywhere, whether it be food or leaf litter, or can be a range of things.
Yeah.
Those are the ingredients, and they usually are either in two camps. We say green and brown. Green is nitrogen, really essential for plants. Plants really require that. So a soil that doesn't have much nitrogen, plants aren't going to grow very well. And the other is carbon. So browns are carbon. Pretty much simple rule like that.
Yeah.
And these things, compost actually, this is how I like to talk about it. It's a food source.
Yeah.
So even in a forest without anyone in there, a virgin forest that doesn't have anyone in there, nature basically is doing its own thing. So a tree will drop leaves and fruits.
Yep.
So let's look at a rainforest, for example, any forest. That all starts to break down and decompose. So compost is decomposed natural materials.
In my kitchen, in your kitchen, in listeners' kitchens out there, what constitutes compost? Is it the sort of leftovers from when you're peeling the vegetables? Is it the leftovers on the plate? Or are there sort of do's and don'ts when you are composting?
Yeah, there are. And so I always say to people, have a look at, choose today and have a look at exactly, like have a little container on your benchtop after you've cooked. Or if you've had takeout even, there is sometimes a little bit of something left over that's food, you know, food waste. So separate, put it there and just see, even just to see at first how much, just to be conscious of what is waste and what could be used for something else. So even, it's tea bags.
So a tea bag can go
grounds.
Into a compost pot.
Yes. And, of course, now, yes, they're talking about, you know, they're finding, you know, plastics in tea. So what I do to say, I'm not that hard on the rules, but if it was living, and, of course, if it's a plastic kind of tea bag, you can see those fabric ones, just cut it open and take out the leaves.
Okay.
The leaves are okay.
Yeah.
Coffee grounds is a great one.
Yeah.
That's one I'm really big on. And it's actually, even though it's brown, it's a nitrogen, so that's the tricky one. But you can get it everywhere. I actually brought you a big bag of coffee today from a cafe here that collects for me.
Oh, wow.
It's a soil conditioner, as it is, directly or into the compost. I love putting it into my compost bucket.
Extraordinary. We have been talking about the campaign that you are helping to promote at the moment, the Make Soil campaign, or the Make Soil movement, to give it more of its title. I mean, is there a group that's been set up here now?
Yeah, there is, and it's just recent. So within less than a month, it happened about the same time. I was looking for a community where I could, because I've got been making a lot of compost this year, and I need now to gift it. I have to gift it to someone and give it to someone because I don't have a garden. But I still want to make it because I like making it. So for me, there was a need for that. Who am I going to gift it to? I was offering it in the Dubai Gardening Group. And, you know, it doesn't make sense to drive an hour across town to deliver it. I have gifted it to one person. But then I thought, no, this isn't really – I need it more often. I need it, you know, to, a better system.
How much soil are you making?
Well, about a 10-litre bucket a month.
Okay.
So not much.
Yeah.
But I've got six of them sitting there now
because
I've been doing it since January. So for me, I needed that. And I'm also excited about community, people who can talk about this stuff. You know, if you don't, you can't be my friend if you don't talk if you don't compost, pretty much.
Text message coming in. Surely the phrase or the title "compost fairy" is more correct here, because is it true that there is a suggestion that you're donating compost in the dead of night as well? Is that right?
Yes, that's true. That's very true. I was until I now created another so I can do it in broad daylight now. Yes, yeah. Yes, it's true. I was. I have lovely gardens around where I'm living.
So you were.
I was going out and digging little bits or popping it behind the shrubs at the park. But, you know, that's not really. And then I also got permission from the local management. But that's still not really, you know, it's not really the way to go.
So. You're encouraging people to join the group, the Make Soil group, the Make Soil movement as well. How do people get started? You've been kind enough to bring in a sort of starter kit into the studio here this morning. We're going to take a few photos of this and post it up on social media so people can see. I mean, just to give listeners an idea, big plastic container, which you pretty much find at any co-op or supermarket.
Yes, you can. You can, you know, for me, if you can buy or rather get something that doesn't cost you, then that ticks boxes too. And if it's going to end up in waste, in the waste stream, you know, imagine all the energy used to create that 10-litre bucket, which was a mayonnaise bucket with a lid. It's perfect. It's perfect for apartments. It's perfect for anyone to get started. So I picked that up from my local supermarket and they collect them for me now so I can fill them up and gift the whole thing. So you'll find all this information. We've got two things. We've got this new group called Compost Me UAE on Facebook, and now I'm also part of another group or global group called makesoil.org. Mm. And these two, like this all goes together. These two are hand in hand. So there weren't any – makesoil.org is also really focused. It's a fantastic site to visit. It's so user-friendly and it'll just make sense. They have all the information there that kind of goes, oh. And then – there wasn't anyone here because I thought, oh, that's great. I'll be you can be Karma's soil maker or a soil supporter. So I'm not a maker because I don't have an outdoor large space. So I couldn't take a lot of people's supporters' waste. So I have to be a supporter. But I was a supporter without any makers in the UAE a month ago. So I thought, well, I'm still stuck. I still got all compost to not what to do with it. So now we have 9 members. We have eight makers in Dubai and one in Abu Dhabi. So now the community is just growing. And if you go to the site, you can click on the location, click on the link of the profile, and you'll see that they've got a unit or instructions just outside the villa. You can just drive by and drop your compost in or your food waste, your bokashi.
Drive by composting.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Drop it in, off you go. You don't even have to speak to them. You don't even have to, and, you know, and that's just how great it is. It's just a really, and it needs, and we need it here more than anything to tick a lot of boxes about waste, reducing our waste here in the UAE.
Yeah.
And putting it to good use.
We've been talking about the process of composting, and nobody, Wendy, should feel that they don't have the room, the space, or the wherewithal to do it, because you were mentioning a little bit earlier on today. I mean, you don't need a garden. You don't need a balcony.
No, you don't. You need a bucket.
Yeah.
That's a good way to start, or even some people are using a terracotta pot, just a free bucket or a bucket you already have at home with a lid. You can start.
Why is it important for us now to be giving back to movements like this, to be giving back to the soil? And why is it so crucial to this part of the world?
Two things there I want to say. Firstly, we are consumers just by being alive. So we purchase things, we digest things, we're part of some of the issues we're facing today with climate change and climate. And part of that is the heating of the planet as well. And every one of us actually can do something as simple as this that is not adding to the issue, as in adding more carbon to the planet, which is exactly what food waste does by having that in landfill, becoming methane, gas, creating heat. So it's that easy. It feels, a lot of people I know right now particularly are feeling very overwhelmed with what we're seeing globally, and they want to take some kind of action. So that's one person who comes into composting or making soil. Someone else maybe definitely just wants to feel like they're contributing to teaching their children a better way, or they did it before in where they've lived before.
Yeah.
But building soil here, or rather improving the sand soil that we have, and that's just twofold. When you bury the compost into and start improving the soil, that we call it a carbon sink. So it keeps the carbon in the ground where we want it to be, which is then available for plant life.
Okay.
And there's a very big movement globally about soil is the answer to our climate issues.
I have been getting a couple of text messages coming through, so I'm just going to throw these out to you as well. This one's from Andrea out there. Andrea asks, how do you avoid these small flies that gather around the collector in the kitchen?
Okay, so I like to see a visual. So I'm imagining you might have a container that's sitting on the top with no lid. It's usually if it's exposed without any containment. So I suggest a closed container is better. And if it's on the bench, I'm then guessing it's going to a bigger container. So if it's sealed, and you're still getting these flies, then potentially it's too wet. And I always say, when in doubt, just put more dry material on top, leaves, twigs, stale bread, anything that's like a sponge. Mm. And so no more wet, and let it dry out.
Yeah.
When it's dry, those bugs and little mites disappear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another one that's just come through. This one's come through from BR out there, who texted in asking, I've tried planting basil and turmeric in a compost soil mix that I water regularly and keep on the balcony, but to no avail. What am I doing wrong?
Okay, well, there could be a range of things. Could it be the season, through the summer? It's not advised. It may not be the compost. It may, if it's pure compost and there's no soil medium mixed in with that. Usually we go for a 60-40 mix. It could be too rich. Just could be the heat here. You have to be, like, now is the growing season from now on. So I suggest start now, start again, give it another go, and have a look at, pop a question. We have a Dubai gardening group.
Yeah.
People pop questions in there all the time. And there's a lot of members who want to help. And Compost Me UAE Facebook group will also help. So pop in a question there or a photo and, yeah, somebody will be able to help. But it's good to see what the setup is that you have.
Interesting to hear that, not only as you've proven in the last half hour how you're passionate about turning your food waste into bettering our soil here, but you've also got a long and productive career in natural resources management. And I'm sure, therefore, that the challenges that you see on a daily basis and your expertise can help so many of the organisations here. You go into organisations to maximise the use of their land to grow food. Do you think that companies here and organisations here don't realise the opportunities they have at hand? We've seen a lot of sort of vertical gardens going up and bits and pieces, but in terms of the growth potential of foodstuffs or otherwise, do people realise that?
What a great question. I'm so glad you asked that, because my experience in this region has been seeing the untapped resource of the potential of growing food. And we see worldwide now, France has dedicated these huge urban food forests, and Cuba survived, its sanctions by also creating urban food forests. And now urban food farming, or farming even, is just really interesting for people because any amount of space, you can do that. And permaculture, we have some tools there where we teach you in any, even balcony, to use the spaces above. So it's, we call it stacking. So it won't just be rows and rows, what we traditionally see as growing vegetables. It's quite different. And here in this region, there's lots of like flat roofs. This is just a brilliant place. Every rooftop could have, there's rooftop gardens are going in around the world and vertical. I don't know, they're more so for cooling the buildings, so energy efficiency. But for food production, I'd love to see in the future, hopefully sooner than later, every hospital, every school, every building as such, but those two areas particularly, growing food.
Yeah.
Because they have rooftops and they have areas usually on the boundaries. I've been to some of the universities here and there's a lot of land that's just on the side. This ticks a lot of boxes for me too. I've been wanting to work with some landscape architects here and developers, and I've just started to kind of crack in on that. Because while you can see what can be grown in this region, a lot of things. And so usually there's like a list of 20 species and the next new development will have exactly the same landscape and the next new, you know. How about putting some things in there that actually grows food? So still having a beautiful green landscape around the resorts or around the housing and some fruit trees in there. But they fruit grows here, but I don't see it anywhere.
Yeah.
So why not have some fruit trees in amongst that beautiful garden?
You've mentioned the urban spaces. What about the vast expanses of desert as well? I mean, have you done any research or projects out there that could see food development?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I'll go to the extreme and then come back to here. I've been working in Jordan on greening the desert projects the last 2 years, and that is the harshest landscape on this planet. It's 400 meters below sea level. It's white rock, and you it's not part of the food bowl of Jordan traditionally. However, now there are projects, and they've chosen that area to put permaculture into practice and a good design to see what can be done. 10 years later, there's a project called Greening the Desert, run by Jeff Lawton of Permaculture Research Institute Australia. And it's pretty incredible. So when I saw that, and then I thought, wow, if you can do that here. And that one project, it's only an acre, it's quite small. But because it's been, the design was implemented and the local community are now benefiting from that, that they are part of the community and the society to keep, to look after it. Doesn't need a lot of a permaculture design means you go in, you design it, you can walk away and leave it. It's, if it's done well, it will look after itself as nature does on her own. So here what I see is, and not greening the deserts as such, however, greening in the desert is possible, and I'm looking at some projects in Al Ain and in Abu Dhabi at Liwa. Because here is a paradise for growing compared to that, you know, that landscape of Jordan, the Dead Sea. So here the makings are already there, especially the sweet soils. And of course, we've got to look now. The desert is really going to be what's learned from here is what the rest of the world is going to be looking at too, because of the us, you know, going into more droughts and more arid zones. And this is what we're going to have to learn. How to grow food, and it won't be here. It'll be back in, you know, in countries that are experiencing droughts now.
More food security.
Yeah.
More kudos. Well, I couldn't encourage more people to get involved. I'm very excited about diving into my own composting as well. So what do I need to do next? You've very kindly given me the starter kit here. And we got all sorts of seeds as well.
Yeah, I'm a bit of a seed freak.
Yeah.
Well, I just can't. It's all about seeing nature or my environment around me and the abundance. Mm. And when your eyes open to it, honestly, I can ride my bike around Dubai in the winter with I've got a little basket and I've just got little clip-lock, recycled clip-lock bags.
Collecting seeds.
Yeah, I collect seed everywhere. I do. I put a date on it. I share seeds. I gift seeds. Seeds is, look, really, everyone receives a little, like what I'm gifting you today is some seeds that I've got the.
There's everything in there.
Yeah, I got basil, some seeds from my supermarket. So I saw that they were preparing the pumpkins and I said, what do you do with the seed? And they said they throw it out. So that's I can't stand that.
You're like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, so now they put it, they hide it in the back of the fridge in a Wendy's spot and I go and pick it up.
Wendy's spot, love that.
It's so funny. So grab your bucket, take your bucket home and hop online to the Compost Me UAE page on Facebook and you'll see how to get started.
And if in doubt, you got to reach out and say hi to Wendy. And if people want to do that, Wendy, if people want to find out more, if they want to join the movement, if they'd like to do their bit, how do they get in touch with you? You've got any events coming up?
An event. It's on the 26th of this month. So Thursday the 26th, it's just around the corner. And one of our gardening gurus, Mr. Bishnoi, is hosting it at the details are on the Compost Me UAE page. And it's part of Sustainability Week at his business. So he's an engineer by trade, but he's a guru and a mad passionate tree guy. Tree compost, it all goes together. But this man is growing the gaff trees on his own. Every year he puts as many seeds as possible. Then he gifts them to anyone who wants. So we've got a workshop on the 26th. It's in the afternoon. It's the last day of Sustainability Week celebrations there at Festival City. Come along. We're going to learn. Mr. Bishnoi is gifting compost, gifting gaff trees, gifting seeds.
Find out more about it. Founder of compostme.org. Wendy Husband, thank you so much indeed for being with us. Really appreciate you being with us here today. All the best with the movement. Thank you so much. I will keep you updated on progress down there. We will monitor that one for sure. And if you would like to find out more, just get yourself onto the website, compostme.org and makesoil.org as well to find out how you can get involved and make a difference. That one's available on podcast straight after the show. Still coming up on the show, we continue the green theme, talking to a number of those looking to encourage us to head outdoors in the coming days, weeks and months.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.